sea and knowing that it's full of dolphins and whales.
It's time now for Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see.
From the people of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English
program. Wow.
Golden Guide.
Golden Guide.
At sa aking dialect na Cebuano.
Bulawao.
Bulawao Gia.
Bulawao Gia.
Hello. What happened? Hello. No function. Hello, my fair sound. What's problem? Try your...
Good morning.
You speaker.
Yeah.
You speaker.
The speaker.
Yes, speak.
Make this. Test.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, no? Nandito na naman tayo sa ating palatuntunan. Salamat, Brother Angus. Good morning
good
to you.
Good morning. Hallelujah. We are together again.
Yes. And before we proceed, Brother Angus, I ask you please for our opening prayer.
Thank you. To all our listeners this morning, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for this day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. We commit this time to you. Thank you for rolling. Thank you for the Golden Guide program. Lord, we love you today. May your word declared, may make purpose and create a good life for all the listeners, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Brother Angus,
we're going to move over.
Yeah.
All right.
And then like this.
There we go.
Okay. Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday, no? Wala man tayo ikabigay sa inyo, pero mapaglingkuran ko kayo kahit man lang sa pagtugtog ng awit. No, advance happy birthday kapag ang birthday mo sunod na mga araw o linggo. At salamat sa Panginoon Diyos. Belated, yung nakalipas na. Kapag meron nagdiwa ngayon, happy birthday sa iyo, kapatid. Sa inyo itong lahat. Hindi lang natin mapangalanan, pero sa inyo itong lahat, mga kaibigan ko. Mga kapwa Kristiyano, kapwa OFW, kapwa Pilipino, lahat, mga kaibigan. Ito na, mga kaibigan, happy birthday, aking mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na.
Thank you. older, it's hard to find peace in one's eyes.
Bumabati ako sa'yo.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, no? Happy birthday sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan. Ang Diyos magpapala sa inyong lahat. At isunod natin, mga kaibigan, our gospel song. Jesus, uh-huh. I believe what you have said. So we talk about trusting God. So yeah. This is fit. It is fit for our theme.
Jesus, I believe in what you say.
If we talk about trusting or trust in the Lord, so we trust Him.
Okay.
So by Mom Ebe Carlson Tornikes, Jesus, I believe what you had said. So ito na, mga kaibigan, ito na.
Though
kaibigan at mga kapatid, salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Brother Sack, I would like to insert this advertisement for my fellow Filipino because this program for the community and my Filipino community,
right.
It's good they can hear this because this advertisement is from MPI.
NPI, right.
Ministry for Primary Industry.
Okay.
Mga kapatid, pakinggan muna natin ito. Baka maligaw kayo doon sa mga restricted areas, no? Sa karagatan dito sa Auckland, New Zealand. Pakinggan muna natin, mga kapatid, ito na.
Mga kababayan, namamasyal ka ba sa Hauraki Golf? Alam nyo bang illegal na ngayon ang pagkuha ng mga kabiwi, damong dagat at iba pang lamang dagat ng lawa sa bato mula sa Omaha Bay, Kawau Bay at Whangaparua Peninsula? Kabilang dito ang mga espunghang dagat, isdang bituin, tumbong dagat, alimango at balatan. Ang mga taong susuway sa panuntunan ay maaaring magbayad ng multa. Alamin ang higit pa, kabilang ang mga mapa ng lugar ng pagsasara. Ito, www.fisheries.gov.nz/Hauraki-closures. Ang patalastas na ito ay mula sa Ministry for Primary Industries. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pagkikinig.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Medyo na po tulman yun. Ah, sige, okay na lang. Pagtapos natin, ulitin natin. So, Brother Sack, you can start. We can start to share with the words of God to our fellow Christians who are here in New Zealand, even throughout the world, because this is social media through the Facebook. Amen. So we can spread this.
We can spread the word. Well, good morning to our listeners. Thank you, Brother Roland. You are a blessing to us, and it's good that we fellowship. Now, in front of us today on our notes, we have Proverbs chapter 3.
So, refreshment.
Yeah, this is our first scripture reading.
And our main text.
Yeah, our main text today is from Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 and verse 6. And Roland, I'll read in English first, and then I'll get you to read in our favorite Tagalog version, please. And the theme is trust. So I'll read first in English. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. Thank you, Roland.
Amen. So, in Tagalog, it's good. My apps in Tagalog is available. If not available, so I have my own dialect. So, I read it in our Tagalog, our national language. So, sa aklat ng Proverbs, sa kabanatang 3 sa talatang 5 hanggang 6, basahin natin, mga kaibigan. Tumiwala ka sa Panginoon ng buong puso mo at huwag kang manalig sa iyong sariling kaunawaan. Kilalanin mo siya sa lahat ng iyong mga lakad at kanyang ituturo ang iyong mga landas. Oh, very nice.
Now, I want us to look at chapter 2, that's one chapter before chapter 3, and our verse there is verse 20. Chapter 2, Proverbs, verse 20. And I want to highlight the word way, or ways, W-A-Y-S. Now, we were reading in chapter 3 as our theme, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Then this is something that we need to keep a focus on in all your ways. W-A-Y-S. Now, in chapter 2, verse 20, we'll get that to be read in Tagalog as well, too, please, Roland. Mm. So you may walk in the way of goodness. Do you like that?
Oh.
So you may walk, look,
yes,
in the way of goodness and keep the paths and keep to the paths of righteousness. Okay, Roland, thank you.
Upang ikaw ay makalakad ng mabubuting tao at maingatan ang mga landas ng matuwid. Oh, salamat. Thanks be to God.
That's a good verse.
Yes.
So walk in the way of goodness. Goodness.
Yes.
Now, the word of faith that was spoken and is spoken, it is a primary belief that we have as Christians, born-again Christians.
Hmm.
The word spoken, the word of God that we hear, that we read, that we notice, we need to do something with it. It is not only the word of faith, faith pleases God, but also it is useful.
Yes.
Now, we're going to look at two examples this morning, but the third thing is not only is the word of faith useful,
yes,
but it is productive.
Mm.
It produces something that pleases God. So the word, paths, faith, produces something that pleases God. What is that pleases God? That we trust Him.
Mm.
Now, let's go to the example here. It's Genesis chapter 15, verse 4. Genesis chapter 15, verse 4. Roland, we are introduced to a man that you and I know very well. His name is Abraham.
Abraham, the father of faith.
Faith, the father of faith. Yes. Now, we're talking about the word of faith, but now we're talking about the father of faith. Isn't it interesting?
Mm.
So, in verse 4 of chapter 15, I'll read this first and then we'll have Tagalog. Mm. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." So the Lord spoke to Abram because Abram had asked God, "God, I have no heir.
Mm.
And the one that is in my house is not my heir.
Mm.
He is a relative, but he's not my heir." So I'll read verse 1. "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in this with vision, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward.' And Abram said, 'Lord God, what will you give me? What will you give me, seeing I go?
Mm.
I don't have a child. And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus.'
Mm.
Then Abram said, 'Look, you have given me no offspring. Mm. Indeed, the one born in my house is my heir. And behold, here's where we have the word of faith.'" It says the word of the Lord. All right, I'll let you read that, please. Verse 1 to verse 4 in Tagalog, please.
Oh,
chapter,
yes,
15.
"Pagkatapos ng mga bagay na ito, ay dumating ang salita ng Panginoon kay Abram. Sa pangitain, nagsasabi, 'Huwag kang matakot, Abram. Ako ang iyong kalasag at ang iyong ganting pala na lubhang dakila.' At sinabi ni Abram, 'O Panginoong Diyos, anong ibibigay mo sa akin kung ako'y nabubuhay na walang anak at ang mag-aari ng aking bahay ay itong mga..." Excuse me, Brother... Brother Angus.
...89.0 with me, Brother Lynn Fritzer.
Sorry, Brother Angus, and sorry, mga kapatid. Okay. "At sinabi ni Abraham, 'O Panginoong Diyos, anong ibibigay mo sa akin kung ako'y nabubuhay na walang anak at ang mag-aari ng aking bahay ay itong taga-Damascus, si Eliezer?' At sinabi ni Abraham, 'Narito, hindi mo ako binigyan ng anak. At narito'y isang ipinanganak sa aking bahay ang siyang tagapagmana ko.' At narito ang salita ng Panginoon ay dumating sa kanya nga nagsabi, hindi ang taong ito ang magiging tagapana mo, kundi lalabas sa iyong sariling katawan ang magiging tagapamana mo. Oh, thanks be to God.
What a great word.
So from his body,
yeah,
will come out and will be healed in his inheritance.
From his body.
Yeah.
So God said from you. From your seed.
Yeah, yeah.
What does it mean? The faith of God will produce. Will produce.
Oh, amen.
Thank will produce. Now we go to Psalm 89, please, Roland. Psalm chapter 89, verse 34. We're still on the same subject of word of faith. Let's go to Psalm 89, verse 34. I'll read it in English. My covenant, verse 34 of Psalm 89. My covenant, the word of agreement. Covenant is the word of agreement.
Mm.
My covenant I will not break.
Amen.
Nor after the word that has gone out of my lips. My covenant I will not break, nor after the word that has gone out of my lips.
Okay. Ang tipan ko hindi ko sisirain, ni akin mang babaguhin ang bagay na lumabas sa aking mga labi. Oh, thanks be to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
So,
God will not break his word, nor he will honor his agreement.
Hmm.
So we go to Mark. This is our last scripture today. Mark chapter 13 and verse 31. Mark, the 13th chapter. And I will read in verse 31. We'll come to a conclusion. Heaven and earth, you remember that saying?
Yes.
Heaven and earth will what?
What chapter?
Will pass, it's chapter 13. Mark chapter 13.
Hmm.
Heaven and earth will pass away, verse 31.
Hmm.
Wow, did you hear that?
Yes.
Heaven and earth, what? Will pass away.
But his word still forever.
Oh, amen. Please, in Tagalog.
34?
Yes, please.
34?
Verse 31.
31.
Yes, please.
Ang langit at ang lupa ay lilipas, datapwat ang aking mga salita ay hindi lilipas. Oh.
Well, Roland, what do you want to say?
Yes, that is true, because the words of the Lord is powerful than anything else. Because when God created everything through his words. In the beginning was the Word.
Was the Word
and the Word was with God.
And the Word
and
was
the
God.
Word was God. God. So that's why and the Word became placed in the book of St. John chapter 1 verse 14. So who is he? No other than our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So the gospel song that we have prayed, Jesus, I believe what you said. So the Lord Jesus Christ, he is not only human, or he is not a mere man.
Yeah.
So we believe dual nature, the divine and human nature.
How would you say that in Tagalog, what you just told me? How would you say that in Tagalog, what you just told me now?
Ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay hindi lang tao, kundi meron siyang kapangyarihan. Naniwala tayo ng Panginoong Diyos na meron siyang hindi lang siya tao, kundi nagkataong taong Diyos, o siya din ay Diyos para sa mga Kristiyano. Pero we consider him as the one of the Godhead. Father, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we believe him not only as human, but we believe him, he has a dual divine nature and human nature.
Amen.
So of course is he who trusts in man in Jeremiah chapter 5.
That's right.
So that's why
that's right.
We are not cursed. We are blessed because we believe the Lord Jesus Christ, and there's no reservation. He can save our souls from the hands of the devil. So that's why he came into this world and he crucified on the cross. in behalf of our sins. So he can able to save us. He is our rescuer. Mm-hmm. He is our savior. So we trust him absolutely.
In the future, God willing, Roland, we will be able to speak boldly about some subjects. And I'll just very quickly say them to our dear listeners.
Mm-hmm.
The word faith, which is Greek for pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, plus trust are the same. Did you know that?
Oh.
The word faith, which is...
About belief?
Belief.
Believe.
Believe, yes. That's in there as well.
So one may be synonyms of that word.
Synonyms of
if
that.
If you have faith, so you believe.
Yeah. Amen.
If you trust, so you believe.
You believe. So, it's interchangeable.
So,
yeah,
the gospel song that we have played, it's faith. Jesus, I believe what you said. Amen.
Amen. So, God willing, this year, we will pray a blessing of faith, of goodness, of knowledge, of self-control, of perseverance, of godliness, of mutual affection, of love, selfless. And the result is that you will grow in these. You will be useful. Do you not think
useful? Yes. So, productive.
Yeah, productive. So the Word of God is not only useful, Roland.
Yes.
Secondly, it's productive.
Yes.
It produces faith. And the Word becomes, what, fruitful because you apply it.
So we talk about the covenant. So
yes,
where could we find the covenant? In the words
in
of the
Word.
Lord.
Yeah.
So the Old Testament, there are a lot of covenants between God and the human. Not only the Jews, the Israelites, but God extended it to the Gentiles who became the believers.
Jesus said that you love one another.
Amen.
That's it. Thank you, my
friend. So, we trust the Lord.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
And Proverbs chapter 3, very nice message.
Yeah.
So in the third Sunday.
Yes.
So it's good. We will make part 4 for this.
Okay.
If Brother Chuck will come with us on the third, because that is will be his schedule.
Yes.
So you and him
will look
come.
At this.
But next Sunday, because we have Sister Charmaine in us.
Okay.
So, Brother Angus, thank you very much for input.
Thank you very much.
You imparted a good message.
Thank you.
To our fellow Christians, our beloved listeners on this program, Golden Guide.
Thank you.
So, we talk about trusting God.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, Brother Angus, I ask you for our closing prayer.
Thank you. Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you.